What is intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting is a pattern of eating where you restrict the number of hours that you eat rather than track every calorie that you consume. In my research, I interviewed over 1,000 thin people, and most of them did not have a specific hour of the day that they ate. For example, lunch at 12, dinner at 6. They all ate naturally, based on when they were actually hungry. Most of them eat one or two meals a day in a window of time we call an eating window. You open your eating window when you consume your very first meal, snack, or caloric drink of the day. You close your eating window after you consume your very last calorie. When you're fasting, you can only drink water, coffee, and unsweetened tea. There's no magic number of hours that every person should use for their eating window. 8 hours works great for some, and 6 hours is better for others. Some people choose to eat only one meal and a snack a day in a window of 4 hours or fewer. The length of your eating window should be what works best for you, with consideration to the portion sizes you eat. The basis of this lifestyle is this: you don't restrict what you eat, but when you eat. You can eat what you like when you are physically hungry, as long as you only eat in your eating window and follow the FIRES principles. These principles work together with intermittent fasting. If you think you can lose weight by eating nonstop for 8 hours straight, then you're sadly mistaken. FIRES will teach you to never overeat and to eat only when you're truly hungry. Here are some sample eating windows. If you're in an 8-hour eating window, then you'd be eating from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., or 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then you'd be fasting for 16 hours. If you're in a 6-hour eating window, then you could be eating from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., or 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then fasting for 18 hours. And if you're in a 4-hour eating window, then you could be eating from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., or 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and fasting for 20 hours. If your eating window is 8 hours long, then that means you're fasting for 16 hours. If you're eating for 6 hours, then you're fasting for 18. This is also called the clock approach. When using the clock approach, I recommend starting off with an 8-hour window while following the FIRES principles. If you don't see yourself losing weight, start reducing your window. As you can see, if I'm doing the 20-hour fast, then I'm only eating from 2 to 6, 3 to 7, or 4 to 8 p.m. I'm fasting the rest of the time. With the 6-hour window, I'm eating from 3 to 9 p.m. and again fasting the rest of the time. The beauty of this approach is that you get to choose the window when you want to eat that works with your schedule. I have tons of friends who like to eat at night and some who eat during the day like me. The bottom line is that the fewer hours you eat, the more weight you melt away. My eating window is determined by how much weight I want to lose and the sizes of my meals. When using the clock approach, I recommend starting off with an 8-hour window while following the FIRES principles. The other way you can look at intermittent fasting besides watching the clock is what I call the meal approach. The meal approach involves skipping one or two meals a day if you want to melt fat away faster. Look to the example of my many friends who only eat just one meal a day. The meal approach is great because you end up picking the meals that you want to eat each day. Here's a sample week of yours truly using the meal approach. On day one, I skipped breakfast because I wasn't hungry and ate a medium-sized lunch and dinner. On day two, I went to one of my favorite Italian restaurants. I had a big lunch because I was very hungry from an intense workout earlier that day. That was my only meal for that day. On day three, because I had my last meal at 1 p.m. the day before, I was very hungry the following day. I decided to eat breakfast and lunch. I wasn't hungry by the time dinner came around, so I skipped it. On day four, I skipped breakfast like I normally do and had my usual lunch and dinner as my two meals. And on day five, I knew I was going to a late dinner with friends, so I decided to skip breakfast and lunch altogether. That's a sample meal approach week for me. Of course, yours might look different. I typically use the clock approach with my favorite eating window of noon to 6 p.m. I like to eat in that time frame with a medium-sized lunch and dinner, but it doesn't always work out that way. Lately, I've gone a little rogue, and that meal approach sample is what my last couple of weeks looked like. The number of pounds I lose is directly related to the size of my meals and the hours I eat. The reason the number of hours you fast and eat have such a dramatic effect on your weight loss is because of how your body fuels itself. Your body has two options for fuel: glucose, or sugar, from the food you recently ate, or fat that's already stored in your body. Your body will always burn sugar first. If there's so much sugar present that your body never needs to burn fat, you won't lose weight because fat burning is what results in weight loss. to help you understand what I'm talking about. Imagine you have cash in your pocket and cash in the bank. You're not going to drive all the way to the bank to withdraw money if you have some already in your pocket. You're going to use up everything in your pocket first before you ever touch what's in the bank. That's how your body works with sugar, pocket money, and fat, money in the bank. After 18 to 24 hours of fasting, your body has burned up all of the sugar and starts attacking the fat. That's what you want. This is called transitioning from a sugar-burning mode to a fat-burning mode, and I will cover this critical phase in more detail later in the book.